Okay, Parshas Vayera. The Merushtilim. Merushtilim says like this. The Bishod, the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Malachim were complaining, now he tchol HaShemayim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu answers him the following. There's all debate and discussion between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Malachim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says like this. V'alo atim kesheyaradetem lavrom avinu olav sholom achaltem bosar b'cholof. You ate bosar b'cholof. Right? V'tinuk shalahem, a tinuk of Klal Yisrael, kishubami beis ha-sefer, v'imu notenet lo pas u-bosar u-gvina, pas bosar u-gvina, v'huoyme la hayom libatani rebi lo siva shil gdi b'chalevimoy. So the Ikar Taina, stating based in what you call it in the Medrash, that the reason why Klal Yisrael got the Torah is because the Malachim did not keep bosar b'cholof. By the way, that's why the Baraitiv and Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Halevi, they say that's why on Shavuos we eat a milch gesuda before the flesh gesuda, because by separating fleshiks and milchiks, by separating Bosa B'cholov, that is our claim to Torah. So therefore we do that on Shavuos. Now the question is, a second, Avraham Avinu, if there was an Issu D'Oraisa, the only Issu D'Oraisa of Achila, if it's cooked. So then Avraham Avinu had to cook it. If Avraham cooked, there was an Issu of cooking it. So how did Avraham do the Issu? So there's a stipler in Birkas Peres that says perhaps it wasn't cooked, but the Malachim are Ish, are fire, so when they eat, by eating, there is cooking. That's why they were even the Issu. But says the stipler himself, the Posh Prat, that doesn't mean that. And not only that, if you read in the Psuki, the Pasuk says, Vayite lifneim chema uben abokar. The Pasuk says, Vayika chema vecholav uben abokar aserosa, Vayite lifneim uibedalim tachatesh vayichelo. So the Posh Pshat is a sequence, right? They gave them chema v'cholof uven abokar. So lechayr, why is it bosar b'cholof? So shtin chsam sefer takid, with the bosar b'cholof here is only the rabbanon, because by the rabbanon you need a kinuach. Not only you have to separate by having milchiks and then fleishiks, but you have to actually wash your mouth or have something in between. So says chsam sefer, Avraham Avinu meant to give the lechem. But Lushi Vasiugois. But what happened was he didn't bring the bread because it became Tomeh. So the fact they didn't have bread and they ate, so they were very the Rabbanon, that's why they were not Zoyche the Torah. That's what Chassam Sofer says. So Chassam Sofer says, if you look at the Pasuk in Tehillim, that's the Pasuk says, Tzofia Halicho is Beisa. The Pasuk not by the Pasuk in Eshes Chayel. Tzofia Halicho is Beisa, Velechem Atzluz Lo Sechel. So Sofia means she saw halicho, it's not halicho, it's halochas beisa. She saw the halochas to be in her house, and clearly saw to be here, because ech matzah was also here, because he didn't eat bread. So he ate milk and inflation without the bread separation. Okay. But if you look at the Lashon HaMedrash, the Lashon HaMedrash is very geschmack. The Lashon HaMedrash, it says like this, you ate bosar b'cholov, but here in the case of tinuk shalahem, first of all, the Medrash says, dafka tinuk shalahem, when the mother gives three things, pas, ubosor, and gvina, the child says, one second, says, lo seva shekdi b'chalevimoy. So, before she already say, what's pas? Because what's the mother? The mother is giving bosor b'chol to the child, is not. She's giving him fleishiks and milchiks and bread to separate in order for him to eat the cheese, bread, and then the bosor. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but you see that the tinyan has a sensitivity. That he says, well, second, it doesn't make any sense. So it's not the Yisur L'Choyra here. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Malachim is that you didn't have the sensitivity to understand that you have Bosar B'cholof here. You're right, technically you could find a technical way of doing it. But you should have had sensitivity. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael has a sensitivity that a child, even though he gets glatt kosher, he gets cheese and he gets bread and he gets meat, he still asks, he still bothers him, and to you it didn't bother. So lechoyra that was prat in the marriage. That did the iser because technically they didn't do iser because there was no bishul. If there's no bishul, there's no iser in the Torah. And to say the dafka iser the rabban make they say from the marriage is saying what they should have had is the sensitivity of a tinuk and they didn't have, and that's why they weren't zoicha the Torah. So that in itself begs in itself a question: the sensitivity to bosa becholov, is that is what Torah is all about? Why the fact that they weren't sensitive? There was a whole discussion with the Malachim on everything they had the tshuva. They didn't have an answer on this. Why is the sensitivity to Bosa Becholov such a requirement for Torah? Question number one. Question number two. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Akedah, the Pasuk says, Ve'Elohim Nisa Es Avraham. It's the Elohim, the Shem Elohim is Nisa Es Avraham. But when Avraham Avinu goes ahead to actually do the Akedah, the pasuk says like this: Va'ikra elav Malach Hashem, not Malach Elokim, Malach Havaye min Hashamayim, Va'yomer Avraham, Avraham, Va'yomer Hineni. The first question is, why is not Malach Elokim? Should it be Malach Elokim, not Malach Havaye? The Ramban's question. The second question: why Malach? Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu come straight to Avraham? Why Malach? Also, min Hashamayim. The Mishachok Mordei asks, why Min HaShamayim? Who cares where they're from? Vayikra Balach Hashem. Why Min HaShamayim? The third question, Vayom Avraham Avraham. If you look at the first time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim Nises Avraham, Vayom Elav Avraham, he calls him Avraham once. The Malach here calls him Avraham twice. Why does he call him Avraham twice? And not only that, when he says Vayom Hineni, the Targum Yerushalmi is interesting. Targum Nofiti does the same thing. In the beginning, in the parsha, when Avilekim Nises Avraham Vayomer Elav Avraham Vayomer Hineni, the Targum, all the Targumim translate as Ho Ana, meaning in Aramaic Ho Ana. This time, when it says Vayomer Hineni, says the Targum Yerushalmi, Vamar Avraham Avraham Oni Avraham Beloson Beit Kusha. He answered in Hebrew, Vayomar Hineni. So here the word Hineni is Nahoana, is translated by Targum Yerushalmi Nofiti by Hineni. Why? Why the first time is Ha'ana and here is Hineni? So it's the beauty of the Targum Yerushalmi says it's very poshut. Because here he's talking to the Malach. The Malach doesn't, the Gemara says the Malach doesn't, the Malach Ashores don't understand Aramaic. So they only understand Hebrew. So therefore he had to answer to him in Hebrew. That's why Vayom Birosh Bir Kucha Hineni. Right, the first time he's talking directly to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he answers in Aramaic, here he answers in Hebrew. Why is the stress here to answer in Hebrew? What does it have to do with the story of the Akedah? So the three questions, right? Why Amalach, why Havaye, why Min HaShamayim, and why Hineni? The next question is on the Haftarah. That's the third question. The Haftarah says, Ba'isha Shunamis. She says the following. She goes, she wants to go to, when her child died, she wanted to go to Elisha. So her husband asks her the following, Yomer, Madua ato leches elav hayoim, lo choydesh veloy shabbos, batoymer shalom. So he said to her, lo choydesh veloy shabbos, batoymer shalom. Now, the Gemara learns, first of all, what is shabbos and choydesh? I mean, what does it mean? He should have gone to him because it's shabbos and choydesh? So the Malbim explains something interesting. That in the time of the Nevi'im, there was a chiyuv to see Hashem in the regal. That's Alila regal. But they went also to the Novi in Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Los Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So therefore they went to the Novi. But interestingly enough, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin says, from here, Chayev Odom Lehakbil Pnei Chav Rabbi Beregel. You have to Mekava Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Right, because we learned from years. He says Shabbos and Chodesh should have gone. But the question is, when Pasuk says Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't say Bechlal, the concept of Regal. So says the Malbim, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Regal was a Chiyuv, Shabbos and Chodesh was a, what you call it, was a Rishus. Today that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, so it became the going to the Novi, to the Chochem. On the Regal, that becomes a Chiyuv. So it like goes one step down. The Pasuk says, Lo Shabbos, Lo Chodesh. And from here we learn, Chayev Odom Lehakbil Pnei Rabbi Beregel. How does Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh talk to it? But you see Leosid Lovoy also. People have a little regal for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, besides the regal. So you see, Chazal understood the Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Together, they become a Yontif. That's why today, in the time of the Bishamikdash, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you went to the Novi. Today, we take a step before and say, okay, only in Yontif. So it's mashma that Yontif is equal to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together. By the way, our tefillah is mashma that if you put Shabbos plus Rosh Chodesh equals Yontif. How do you see that? You see that when Shabbos falls Rosh Chodesh, we see the tefillah at Yatzarta, at Yatzarta, Elam Chavikedem Kilis, after Yisona, Veratzitza, Bond, Verabantam, and Kol Shoynes. So the davening on Yontif, we say when Shabbos falls Rosh Chodesh. And the posh pshat is because of this, because with the Shabbos be Shabbat, with the Chodesh be Chodshoy, is equal to Lila Regel. Lost the love when the Lila Regel goes to a step higher, we go with the Chodesh be Chodshoy, with the Shabbos be Shabbat. When you go ahead and today, bismanda with the Tavid b'Samigdash, Regel does a Chiyuv, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh was a Rishus. Today, we go one step lower, so we say, okay, the Chiyuv, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, not when they are separate, but they are together, which is called Yontif. Why? Why Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh equals Yontif? How does they have to know that? What's the question? To answer all of this, I'll go back to the Gemara that we saw in the Flamed Beis in Beitza. The Gemara in the Beis says, Shlosha Chayim and Namchayim, one of the people is the one who has only one chaluk, the one who has only one set of clothing. And the other one, the Omer says, the Gemara says, the other one, the Omer, who only mentioned the other three, which is Mish Mitzapar Shulchan Acherim, Mish Ishto Mesheles Olav, or Mish Yisuri Moishlim Olav. The reason we didn't say it Becholuk Echa, so the Gemara, because Efshar the Meyayin Bemone. It's easy or it's possible to check your clothing to make sure it's not soiled. Why somebody who has no clothing in Amchaim? What's the idea? So to answer all of this, I want to go into the Gemara Mishlei. The Gemara Mishlei says, on the pasuk, "Achzek b'mutzar al teref ki yechayecha," says the goal in the mission of a person in life is to be shoiver amida, to break amida. That is the mission of a person in life. So the goal never says his mission is to break a bad mida, is to break your mida. What does that mean? I think the goal explains that in a different way. By Kikore Kansipor. Kikore Kansipor, by he says, they're going, there are two things which bring Arichos Yomim. What are the two things that bring Arichos Yomim? Yishiluach HaKan and Kibud Avayim. Why do I have these two? Says they grow because they are opposites of each other. Shiluach HaKan, Kibud Avayim, you care about the motherly feelings, the paternal maternal feelings, and Shiluach HaKan, you ignore those feelings. If somebody is able to go ahead and to do that, that's how it's zoyche to ilam haba. In other words, that you do mida vehipucha. Why? What's the pshat? But the answer is very simple. The ultimate avodas adam is not to have chol kechot. At every mida that person should have, he should have, in essence, a paradox. Our mida, the emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not the emulation that we should have one mida. HaKadosh Baruch himself, how he showed to us a paradox. HaKadosh Baruch is Midas HaChesed, but in order to have Chesed, he had to have Din. Din in itself is a paradox, right? Because Din, but at the same time, Rachamim, Roshem, Echoyim, Echoyim, Lamoit. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch can be only be through a paradox. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch's relationship to us is a paradox in its own. Because it's a connection, which is Yichud Eloh, but at the same time, we have a self, which is Yichud HaTato. And that's a paradox, Minei Ubei. That's why Torah in itself is the paradox between Yidiyah and Bechira. That's why Torah is always connected to the concept of three. That's the circle and the line, which means the pi. The pi represents the Avodah. That's why where we know pi from? From the Yamsha Shlomoi. Yamsha Shlomoi represents the Avodah Sa'od the Bolam Hazeh. That was the Avodah, the water that you're taking and extracting the potential. We do that through living in a paradox. Our emulation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not on one midah, is to live in a paradox, to know when to do something and when to do the opposite. That's why Torah is Kenegida number 3, by the way, is a Roy Sath Lisa, We know the Gemara says, Rav Yossi said that how gilod, the Gemara brings down how gilod, that person from the Golan says, Brich Rachmon, the Dioiv, or Aisat Liso, Leamat Liso, Beyomat Liso, Beyarchet Liso, Beyomat Liso, Deit Liso. Shabuk gave a triple Torah, in Torah, Divim Ksuvim, to Amak Liso, to a triple nation, Kohanim, Levim, Israelim, a triple Torah, Torah, Divim Ksuvim, through the third brother, in the third month, in the third day. What's the pshat? Because the idea is that Torah is navigating or harmonizing the opposites. Because it's the number two, it's the number three that harmonizes. Avoida's order is to harmonize the opposites. We emulate our avoida is to deal with, to negotiate the paradox. That is avoida's order. That is the whole avoida's order below mazeh, is this. Shteit nizoyer. That's the nisoyin Avram Avinu. The last nisoyin, it says, Velukim nises Avram. Frek the Zoyer, why Elohim nises Avram should be nises Yitzchak? Yitzchak was 37 years old. Because it says to Yitzchak, is midas adin. This is very consistent, right? Midas adin, the Akedah is nothing wrong. But Avram Avinu, which is midas achesed, here comes to midas adin, which is a paradox. That's why Elohim nises Avram, Elohim, which is midas adin, want to see if Avram Avinu can deal with the paradox of midas adin. That's why Elohim nises Avram. That's why Shteit Nizoyer, that's Avraham Avram. Avram Avram, he has the two midas. Because Avraham is Lo Shlim, Avraham Avram is Shlim, is Shlimus. He had the paradox, he had two Avrahams. That's why a Malach, that's the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Malach. The Malachim is Regleim, regularly short. We have 2 feet. We walk by a negotiation of 2 feet. Sometimes one, sometimes the other, because that is the whole Avodas Adam, is to live in the paradox. But the Malachim, they are monolithic. We are living a paradox. They are monolithic. That's why for them, they have only one leg. Ragleim regel yeshora. That's the malachim. The malachim, that's what we see in the parsha, right? A malach of destruction can only destroy. He can never live in a paradox. They are monolithic. The malach of hatzola, which is the malach of refuah, he could do refuah, he could do hatzola, but he is monolithic. The chidush of klal so that we are not monolithic. So going back on the first kasha, Bosa Becholov is the ultimate paradox. It's Bosor, which is red, which is Midas Adin, and Cholov, Lo Chazal says, is Midas Achesed. So for the Maloch, the reason why they have no sensitivity for them is monolithic. It's O Chesed, O Odin. It's like you say, like you go to eat a cheeseburger. The cheeseburger today could be parf, it could be O Melchiks, because the meat is really not meat. It's like some kind of meat, a milk compound. Or it could be all fleishiks, because the cheese is not real cheese. The malachim, is either black or white. The fact they didn't have sensitivity, you see, by the tinoik is givaldik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't have Torah. You know why? Because you don't have sensitivity to the Bosa Becholov. For us, the Bosa Becholov are two separate, and we have to negotiate. That the Tinoch knows he has to negotiate. Torah fits on them. Torah is the number three, is a recently saw to the one who sees duality. If you see a paradox, Torah can work for you. But the Malachim, that's why Bosa Becholov is the benchmark that the Torah doesn't belong to the Malachim. Because they have no sensitivity, they have no separation for them. Bosa Becholov is nothing, because it's O Cholov, O Bosa. The Zohar says, why is Malach Hashem in Hashemayim? Says the Rambam, because this is Malach Havaya. The Malach is the one who's acknowledging to Avram Avinu. He's Malach Havaya, he's Midas Arachamim. So he could have never done the Nisoyin. So the Malach Havaya says, now you're better. That's why it's in Hashemayim. Shemayim steht in Zohar. Shemayim, this same Zohar. Shemayim is that duality, is Eish Umayim. And Shemayim steht in Goyen is the plural of the word Shom. Shom in the plural is the word Shamayim, Shomim. Because our goal is to negotiate Shamayim, Eishamayim. So that is possible. The end of the Akedah is Vayoymer Malach, Vayikra Malach Hashem in Hashamayim. A Malach Havaye comes in Hashamayim, because a Malach Havaye says, I can never relate to it. Because I'm Midas Achesed like you, but I could never do it, Midas Adin. That's why Vayikra Min HaShomayim, he calls from the Shomayim, which is Eshomayim, to tell Avraham, Avraham, you deserve it. And that's why he answers to him in Hebrew. That's the difference between Hebrew and Aramaic. Hebrew, the idea is that it is what it is. It's monolithic. Aramaic is explanation. You could explain in many ways. So the chiddush of Avraham is that he could speak in Aramaic. And he tells the Malach, you don't understand Hinei. That's why Hinei is a Kizim Lashon HaKodesh. Mimela, that's very gishmak, because this answer is a givaldic kasha in Rashi. Rashi brings down that Avraham Avinu told the Kodesh Baruch Hu afarish sechosi. Let me explain to you my discussion. You tell me first one thing, kibitzchokikarazachazera. Then you tell me, go and bring me the korban. And then you tell me, don't bring me the korban. What do you mean? So Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him, askei achsei. I didn't tell you to kill him, I told him to bring him up. You brought him up, now bring him down. But it's interesting, Avraham Avinu talks to Kodesh Baruch Hu in Hebrew, and Kodesh Baruch Hu answers to him in Aramaic. Askei achsei. Why? Because that's the answer. When you have a contradiction, the paradox, the idea is you have to negotiate. That's the multiple explanation of Aramaic, and that's the Chiddush of Avraham. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu says. And this paradox, you can end on the answer, askei achdi in Aramaic. And that's good with the Chiddush between Avraham and the Malachim. So, Mimela, that's the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of Yontef? That's the Miyuchad in Klal Yisrael, that we have a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because it's that paradox. Is Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh Desman, but at the same time we acknowledge Nadu Malacha. That paradox is what Klal Yisrael negotiates. That's what Klal Yisrael is all about. So Chazal say this is, the Pasuk says, in essence, Shabbos and Yontef. Shabbos is Kulim in HaShabayim, is the day that we do nothing. And Rosh Chodesh is the one that we are Mekadesh Desmanim. That ultimate paradox, Shabbos and Yontef. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, I'm sorry, is equal to Yontef. So Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, so that's why they went to the Nevi'im, to understand how do they behave on Shabbos, and how can they behave on Rosh Chodesh, with that contradiction between the way to negotiate the two. And therefore Chazal say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is equal to Yontef. So when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh falls together, that contradiction, we do the davening of Yontef. Because that is Ata v'chartan mikol ha'am imaf tuyson v'ratzis abonu. It's our ability to deal with that contradiction, with that duality, with that stiram in the obey. That's what the Gemara says, as we saw, kol sheyesh lo rak cholok echod, chayeyim enam chayim. Why is chayeyim enam chayim if you have only one cholok echod? Because all the avoida of today is one thing and one thing only, which is to have two chalukim, to realize that chaluk echad is not something that you can have. The Gemara says, the old mandama holds, you don't have a new midah, you could always balance this midah, you could always me'ayin b'mon, you could always check it. But our lives, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the paradox, because our relationship in the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the paradox. And that's why Shomayim is the Shomayim. The Shom that we have to achieve is to be able to negotiate the paradox, and through that create a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that the Tzaddik says in the Brit Tzaddik, that's Gufa, the Chiddush of Klal Yisrael. We can deal with paradoxes. Malochim can never deal with Torah because they have no paradox. They're monolithic. If you're monolithic, you don't have a chelik in Torah. And that's the Bracha of Avraham, and that's why Bosa Becholov is our antidote, the ability to be Queen of Torah.